Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm excited about our next guest. It's a Chicano author, an advocate, a labor and tribal lawyer, and he wrote a powerful new book about surviving kidnapping and abuse to living a life of love and purpose. You remember about a decade ago, you heard so much about love and purpose. Purpose was that word that everyone was, you know, thinking about, trying to figure out how do you know what your purpose is and that sort of thing. Well, the name of the book is Antonio, We Know You, a memoir by Antonio Salazar Hobson, and he is joining us now to talk about the book. How are you, Antonio?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for this interview, Ms. Steele. I greatly appreciate it. If you would allow me to introduce myself to your audience, probably in about 2 minutes, that would be great. As you said, my name is Antonio Salazar Hobson. I'm author of the memoir entitled Antonio, We Know You. It's important to note that the title of my book was provided by Cesar Chavez, who made a comment about my character as a young man. My parents are Jesus and Petra Salazar, who worked the national fruit picking circuit for about 40 years. I'm the 11th of 14 migrant children. We landed in Phoenix in the first projects. The Salazars were befriended by John and Sarah Hobson. You'll notice my last name is Salazar Hobson. Mm-hmm. They were a white, childless neighbor who lived next door to our apartment. They groomed my family. I was kidnapped in front of my siblings, mm-hmm. taken to California overnight, and sexually abused and trafficked for 6 years. I only survived because I wanted to return to the loving arms of my mother, Petra, who taught me to love, and I wanted my family back. It would be over 20 years of waiting to return to the Salazars when I found my mother, Petra, still alive, and my siblings. I've had many saviors, but the most important was Cesar Chavez. I met him when I was 15 as a farm worker student at a large union rally where we had a couple of hours to meet with other students. I volunteered with him for a year. At age 16, Cesar took me aside and told me that he believed I had enough talent to become a labor lawyer. I took Cesar's dream, I made it my own, and I've never looked back. And I've been a union lawyer for 35 years and a tribal lawyer for 25. And with regard to my memoir, it's a story of great endurance and love. It's found in my family. It's written to be very hopeful, albeit with the early years of my life being horribly abused by the Hobsons. I wrote the book for three reasons. First, to provide a legacy for my family, the Salazars, something which most families of colors do not get to write. I wanted to provide an example of hope to abused and trafficked children via my own example. Most importantly, that they could still protect their hearts and believe that they could still love as adults. And I also wanted to be part of the voices of color sitting at the national table. There are almost none of us on the discriminatory treatment of children of color, in contrast to the efforts made to find white children. And I'd just like to end by saying that I'm so pleased that over the weekend, my editorial on the different standards for investigation in media for white abuse children, in contrast to us, was published through the USA Network Today over this weekend to their readership of 153 million people. And so this is the type of notoriety with your show, Ms. Steele, and with our national media, that this reality of a double standard must be addressed and changed. And just as an example, when I was kidnapped, the Arizona police for 2 years made no effort to find me, none whatsoever. The Hobsons were never prosecuted. And of course, because they were white people, they were protected. So I ask the question, both now and in the editorial, is if I had been white, would I have been found? And that's the question of which there are tens and tens of tens of thousands of children of color who are asking that question over generations. And so my goal is to both have written a very hopeful book with some tragedy in it, but also empower our community of abused children, whether we're African-American, Asian Pacific Islanders, indigenous peoples, nationality we are, that we can finally not suffer these double standards and finally get some attention and equal resources and equal police treatment and equal media, equal national media. And it's this national media that I'm doing with you and others that I think it's finally starting to break. So thank you so much for having me on your show, and I can answer any questions you may have.
You know, here's the thing. We know that sex trafficking is affecting all children, period, hands down, no matter what color they are. There have been movies and books written about white children. We could go way back with, the young girl who survived being raped and often over and over again, just like you. Oh, my God. And she got out of it. She ran and she found a way out of it. Thank God. But not all children make it out. How do you see yourself today, knowing that you left behind others that needed to get out and you couldn't help them get out?
Well, you know, one never forgets one's childhood and one's lost childhood and one's lost family. And I feel deeply for every child that has ever gone through that same loss. And it does entirely shape, your life. And with regard to the tens of thousands of us, not for the last two generations, for probably, the last several hundred years, where we have not been looked out for. It is a national disgrace, but there is a national answer. Stop with the double standards. Treat us as equals. Treat our children who are taken as equals and give us the same resources. And also, national media, thank goodness you discovered this problem in the last two or three years. But we've been sitting here, our audience, knowing that we've not been covered, that we've not been treated fairly, and if we can get that seat at the table to recover, help those other children who have, who have grown up since I was born, and current and future children, then we will start to do our job and start to bring some justice that has, been long withheld from us.
So, Antonio, what do you think they missed? I know that as an African-American woman, so many black children have been kidnapped. There have been, I remember in Atlanta many decades ago, those children that never surfaced and how many years we talked about, oh, my God, what happened to those boys? We hear about it and we know it's happening. Just like you said, those white children are the ones that are on the news with their pictures on the news. Mm-hmm. And, some of the cities, metropolitan areas, in fact, have really been trying to change that. I know here in the great state of Minnesota, you have corporations that have been working hard to let people know this is how you identify sex trafficking. If you're on an airplane, what to look for. If you're on a bus, what to look for. If you're walking down the street, what to look for. We didn't have that 30 years ago. So today, as you know how things are today, how do you think we are doing overall when it comes to finding children or finding the situation that looks like it's sex trafficking and deal with it and call the authorities and say, I saw such and such down here, such and such driving such and such?
Well, I think these are important, you know, recent societal recognitions, but without the enforcement arm to pay attention and to be obligated to pay the same level of attention, it's not going to go far. You know, as you know, Latino youth and African American youth are heavily overrepresented in child sex trafficking cases. For example, with regard to African Americans in Washington State, 52% of all the child sex trafficking victims are Black. All right, 84% of them are youth victims, female, and the population is only 1.1% of the general population. How is it that over, you know, that stunning demographic contrast, it shows that we are overrepresented, that the stats exist to prove that, and we just haven't taken them as something which is important. There are now new organizations, as of late, be it the Missy and Shade movement in San Francisco, you know, who work to recover lost children, particularly children who are forced into prostitution, who are then just, you know, they are labeled as that, not as child slaves, not as mere children. And of course, you know, their lives are ruined. That's what happens to us without help. And so, I think, let's remember where the economic interests here are. There have been billions of dollars in settlements by universities and faith communities over the fact that they have hidden and protected child abusers. Mm-hmm. All right? And so that's been important momentum, but that's all been quite recent, just in the last few years. And particularly with the Epstein case and, of course, the R. Kelly conviction, it is we are finally getting some justice, and that's all we're asking for. Equal treatment, equal justice.
You were 4 years old when you were abducted, and of course,
yes, ma'am.
And at 4 years old, I don't know if a child really understands what is happening. When did you really clearly understand that you were being abused? You must have been terrified.
Well, I was at the first moment that I was raped, I returned to complete muteness, and I lost my voice for about a year and a half. It was very discouraging because the Hobsons began their sexual torture of me before I was kidnapped, and I was unable to say anything. I couldn't explain it to my parents. I only spoke Spanish, and I had no words for this. But I knew I was taken to California overnight after having been kidnapped in front of my brothers. And I was trafficked for 7 years within white male populations. And so, at times, abandoned for 3 months at a time at pedophile ranches. These are the things which happen. I try in my book not to focus, you know, particularly on any grave, grave images of abuse. But I try to show the full scope of depravity that helpless children, and you know you're helpless the moment it happens, and you have no idea where to go. And so, for me, I was very trapped. But I had one image. My mother, Petra, taught me how to love. And I chose to follow that example. And had she not given me that special attention, I don't know where I would be today. And then I had saviors along the way. And then I had Cesar and a person who gave me a dream. And I followed that dream and I started to heal and I found my family. But I mean, and then I finally wrote the book because I knew that someone needed to come out and say, this was me. This is us. And I feel like so many of us can be advocates for ourselves now. And I just hope to participate as a member of that advocacy team at the national debate
I want to make sure that I am clear, sir. I have to ask you, what happened to the family, the couple that abducted you?
I was with him for 9 years or so. No, 10 years. They kept me in isolated environments for, virtually, every day of that. So, I wouldn't be found, and nothing happened ever. Not a single policeman, approached. And of course, I was threatened that if I were to say anything, that they would go to prison that day, I would be institutionalized that day, and I would never be able to find my family, and I would have lost them forever.
Were you able to find love? Did you eventually fall in love, have a family?
Yes. I found great love. I found the love of my life. I've been with my wife over 40 years in marriage. I have two wonderful children, Beto, who's 34, and Adelita, who's 31, and both very proud of their culture, and now, of course, know my story and know why I'm doing it, and my family supports me, not only my family here in San Francisco, but my Salazar family, because my family was shattered within 10 days of my abduction. Within 10 days, the boy who was in charge of me was sent to a reform school for 9 years. He was age 9. My sister was sent to a very difficult Catholic nunnery. And my mother was thrown out. And, along with the other, 11 children and my father, Zeus, kept the 3 babies. And so the entire Salazar family life has been, where did he go? What happened to us? Why wasn't the same effort put in? Well, that's because we are poor, monolingual, and obviously Mexican. It's been very healing for everyone. Myself. And the Salazar family has read my book, and of course, other than this period of darkness, which was very, very substantial, I wrote my book starting with the word hope and ending with the word hope, and also talking about faith. My hope is that I accomplished that. It's been well reviewed. It's been fully translated in Spanish, our hope is to get it published in Spanish as well. But I want my own people, my own language minority, to know this story. I've given many Spanish interviews on this as well.
I have to close this interview. Unfortunately, there's so much we could learn from you. And you have become a fierce legal advocate for large international unions and numerous Native American tribes and individual Indians, including an Emmy-winning filmmaker, author, and professor. Now, your new book came out on April 22nd, I believe. And what do you hope people to glean from that book? What is the most important piece of that book?
What I want them to glean is to walk away and say, this is an example of perseverance, of stamina, of what a love of a mother can give a child. And this is what happens when someone stays true to their own identity. I never wanted to be white. I only wanted to be Mexican. And I stayed with my people as much as I could. And I stayed with my language. But I did not want another horrifically depressing book without hope. First of all, I'm not aware of any other book, and my publishers aren't either, that have hit this topic, both as a male, Chicano child. And I felt that our culture needed to recognize this silent atrocity. And I wanted the dominant culture to also recognize it. So, my best hope is that they see the pride and the survival, both in me, my family, our people, and the fact that it takes all of us, including white allies, to solve this problem.
My final question for you tonight, sir, is what are the two top warning signs?
Oh, the two top warning signs is I believe if you I would say if you see any physical bruising on a child, if you notice that the child has stopped talking or has become depressed, is losing his or her mental health, there's a reason. And what is great now that wasn't in place, as you said before, are some of the new safety things that school counselors are now informed about what to do. That's what I would say.
I appreciate you sharing this with us. And thank you so much for being brave. Thank you for being brave. You have set a standard. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. Evening. Thank you again. Ciao.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.